You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review podcast, Ragtime, directed by Walter Stearns and produced by Porchlight Music Theater. Review by Tom Williams. Porchlight Music Theater, Chicago's Ragtime, is their finest work since their magnificent Sweeney Todd a couple of years ago. This is a major achievement for Walter Stearns and Eugene Dyson, whose uncanny ability to stage major shows with a large look and feel in a small space is incomparable. From the multi-level set designed by Roy Hine, to the grand music arrangements from Eugene Dyson's orchestra, to the fine, seamless choreography by Brenda Didier, to the wonderful voices, this ragtime begs to be seen. Porchlight's Ragtime will move you with its stunning heart and honest emotional core. This is musical theater at its finest. Featuring a Tony Award-winning book by Terrence McNally that weaves E.L. Doctorow's novel into a cohesive story, Ragtime tells three separate stories. A Harlem musician, that of a wealthy New Rochelle WASP family, and a Latvian Jewish immigrant in a poignant exposé of the timeless contradictions of wealth and poverty, freedom and prejudice, hope and despair, and love and hate in 1906 America. Ragtime is a lesson on how to adapt a novel for the stage. With a Tony Award-winning score by Stephen Flattery that has a mixture of ragtime, vaudeville, and early jazz, together with lofty ballads, a touch of gospel, a little Eastern European Jewish flavor, a hint of Joplin, and stirring anthems which aptly move the story along. Lynn Aaron's lyrics are meaningful and resonating. Director Walter Stearns' tight staging and smooth transitions are polished and give the show an epic feel. His casting in the show is superb, featuring so many outstanding performances with excellent dancing ability and strong voices, despite only having two equity contracts available. Choreographer Brenda Didier's dances were brilliantly staged, with a nice variety appropriate to each song. Among the cast are the strong-voiced Carissa Armand as Mother, whose presence complemented the Bill Ingram's bewildered father. Both sang their numbers nicely. Drew Makuska's vibrancy as the little boy was cute, while Scott Sawinski played the brother with a messianic fervor. Carla Beard's wonderful voice gave Sarah a warm feel, while Jason Brooks's youthfully optimistic Cole House Walker Jr. was electrifying. Brooks has a marvelous voice as he nailed Wheels of a Dream and Make Them Hear You wonderfully. Jason Brooks is certainly a star in the making. Aaron Graham as Tata, the Jewish immigrant, determined to get his share of the American dream, offered fine singing and excellent acting. Jeremy Traeger's Harry Houdini, Sarah Hayes's Emma Goldman, and Maggie Portman's Evelyn Nesbitt added fine turns. The cast of 21 players gave depth to this ambitious piece, especially Randolph Johnson's stately Booker T. Washington. Porchlight's Ragtime, staged in an intimate venue, allows the show's richly emotional elements to penetrate into our psyche. The many fine harmonies and melodies were memorable and heartwarming. Kudos to Porchlight Music Theater for this triumph. Ragtime just begs to be seen. Come and rediscover the epic saga of America, and bring your teens so they can discover musical theater at its finest. I give the show a highly recommended rating. Ragtime. Directed by Walter Stearns, music direction by Eugene Dyson, choreographed by Brenda Didier, and produced by Porchlight Music Theater at the Theater Building Chicago, located at 1225 West Belmont in Chicago, Illinois. Running time, 2 hours and 20 minutes, now through May the 27th. For tickets and more information, call 773-327-5252.